USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, 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 no. Don't let him go. Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot. No, no, everybody's entitled. Okay.
President Biden's way of handling hecklers as he makes an appearance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. The heckler was quickly removed by security. It's the first day of school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday, and State Senator Roland Gutierrez says many students continue to live in fear.
They're afraid when their parents go buy groceries or whatever it is that they need to do.
It's the first time kids will be back in school since the May 24th mass shooting that claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers. Rescue efforts are being called off for nine people still missing after a small plane crash north of Seattle Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard reported one woman's body was recovered the day of the crash, but everyone else on board, including a child, remain unaccounted for. The mission will now be a recovery effort covering more than 2,100 nautical miles. A special master will review documents taken from former President Donald Trump's South Florida estate. That's according to a judge who agreed to appoint an independent third party to conduct the review. It'll focus on which documents could be classified under attorney-client privileges or executive privilege. A woman visiting Hawaii from France is in critical condition after getting attacked by a shark in the waters off Maui's North Shore. The 51-year-old was bitten late Saturday afternoon. The state's Department of Land Natural Resources says she was swimming about 100 feet offshore. Witnesses say the water was murky after a night of heavy rainfall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In London, members of the Conservative Party choose Foreign Secretary Liz Truss to be the new UK Prime Minister. Truss says her party's beliefs resonate with British voters.
My friends, I know that we will deliver, we will deliver, we will deliver.
The Foreign Secretary is expected to officially take office as Prime Minister on Tuesday during a meeting with the Queen in Scotland. This follows the July resignation of Prime Minister Boris Johnson after pressure from his administration and several scandals. As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Rio Grande City Mayor Joel Villarreal says the topic of immigration was never addressed by the nation as a whole.
We do need immigration and we do need border security, two concepts of which are not mutually exclusive. They can coexist. But do we have the political will to address it? And thus far, we have not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Illegal immigrants entering both Texas and Arizona have been sent to major cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and now Chicago, all cities that are sanctuary cities. Top Gun Maverick is passing Black Panther as the fifth highest grossing movie ever in North America. The Tom Cruise-led sequel also passed the $700 million mark, which is now the sixth film ever to do so domestically. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.